May I ask you to turn your Bible to Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 to 17. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 to 17. Matthew chapter 13, verses 1. The same day when Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parable, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. Verse 4. And when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Verse 9. Who has ear to hear, let him hear. And the disciple came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parable? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever has not, from him shall be taken away, even that he has. Verse 13. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, By hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. Verse 15, For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. And their eyes they had closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ear, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men had desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. Amen. May God bless us for the reading of this scripture.